This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. A tariff war is the last thing beef producers need right now. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The North American beef cattle herd size is at a 40-year low. After several years of drought and feed shortages in primary cattle regions that have taken a heavy toll on cow and heifer numbers. While cattle producers are seeing record high prices, the beef processing sector is struggling. Dennis Laycraft, Executive Vice President of the Canadian Cattle Association, said a trade tariff war between the U.S. and Canada would disrupt one of the best price markets beef cattle producers have seen in years.
Our cattle numbers in Canada and the United States are the lowest they've been in close to 40 years. What helps drive this is very strong demand. So the pull is there. We have tight supplies. Right now, world demand is growing faster than world beef production. We've got a record market. We don't want to do anything that interrupts that dynamic.
While cattle producers in both Canada and the U.S. are seeing high prices at all stages of the supply chain due to low herd inventories, the same lack of numbers has led to additional price competition among packers, as well as impacting processing efficiencies at plants. Laycraft said that higher prices due to tariffs on Canadian cattle is close to the last thing that some of the American beef processing plants need right now.
It's going to kind of vary by different parts of the U.S. The plants in the Northwest, Washington State in particular, Hiram, Utah, they pull a lot of Canadian cattle in so that they are able to operate at capacity. I think the last thing the North American and certainly the Canada-U.S. market needs are any of these things that are going to complicate the movement of live cattle.
For the rest of this story and more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.